If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
720 WGN, feeling hot, hot, hot. You bet we're feeling hot, hot, hot. Hot today, hot tonight, hot tamale. Wait a minute. That was an old, never mind. I didn't say that. That just escaped out of my mouth and then didn't really mean it. Very hot tomorrow. Heat indexes, very hot. Not everybody. Human beings, you know, we need to be careful and hydrate and... you know, it's a good idea to call an elderly person to see if they're okay. So I called myself, and I'm fine. I'm just absolutely fine.
Darn it.
Yeah.
I was going to ask how you are, but you did that first.
Steve Dale is here. Thank you for coming in, Steve.
Of course. You're here. I'm here.
I was telling on the air earlier that this morning I got up to – well, yesterday I walked the dog. And out in my area, it was somewhere in the mid-70s with a slight breeze. No big deal. Right. Today, it was in the high 70s with no breeze, and it felt really hot, and the dog was hot. And I remember we had a conversation the last time, maybe the last time there was a heat wave like this, mm-hmm. as to... steps that can be taken to protect your pet from the effects of this weather and what to do so that they're comfortable. So,
yes.
Yes.
Yes. So if you're hot.
Yes.
Your dog is hotter.
Yeah. Hotter.
Hotter. Way hotter. Dogs aren't able to relieve themselves of heat as efficiently as people. So believe it or not, when you go outside and you've got sweat dripping from under your arms, mm-hmm. well, that may not be attractive. It is an efficient way for human beings to cool off.
Right.
Dogs, for the most part, do not sweat. Yeah, a little bit from their paw pad. So if you see your dog walking around your house and the air conditioning is not on and you see little paw marks,
oh my,
that's sweat, wow. in all likelihood. But primarily, they relieve heat by panting.
Yeah.
And panting is simply not as efficient. Now, that's for any dog, any type of dog. But it gets worse for some. So if you have what's called a brachiocephalic dog, those are dogs that look like they walked into a wall.
You mean like pugs and things like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. Like pugs.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name of the breed of the dog.
Well, there's bulldogs. Are somewhat like that.
Yes, bulldogs are like that. Keep going. Pekingese are like that. Shih Tzus are like that.
That's true.
Yeah, and the most popular dog in America, which is what I'm trying to think of, they're like that too. It'll come to me.
It will. I have no doubt.
Yeah, eventually. But those dogs have, you said French bulldogs, right?
You said French bulldogs.
Okay, so that's the dog I'm trying to think of. So they have difficulty, even if it's 75 degrees, you're comfortable,
mm-hmm.
but if that dog is what we're calling a brachiocephalic dog, that means they have a limited airway.
Yeah,
they do have trouble breathing even oftentimes if it is that comfortable for us. So imagine if it's like today or tomorrow in the 90s. Mm. Then just outside to do their business, if we're talking those dogs. But what's right. more, many of those dogs and many of all dogs are overweight or obese. And that makes matters worse. Also, consider geriatric dogs. So for people, as you point out, that are older, they have a more difficult time in the heat. And the same is true for dogs. And one more thing,
mm-hmm.
humidity. I've been asked this many, many times. Do dogs feel humidity just like we do? And the answer to that is yes. So if it's 80 degrees and there's very little humidity and we're kind of, okay, comfortable?
Right.
Dogs might be. If it's 80 degrees and the humidity is 75% and we're not so comfortable, that's even going to be more difficult for your dog.
Well, I was using her tongue as a barometer.
Because, need to explain.
Well, the more she started
panting,
then obviously I felt she was getting a little overheated. Whereas if there was no panting going on, or if it was just a little tiny bit, she was fine. It never got to a critical stage, but I kept an eye on it.
Actually a very good thing to do.
Just to keep an eye on where the tongue was in all of this.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if the tongue is hanging outside the dog's mouth,
you bet,
then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
And dogs can die, and they do, of heat stroke. So this is a real thing. Also, a dog that's just going on a walk and suddenly flops down, you've seen this, I'm sure, over the years, on the sidewalk.
Yes.
Like a pancake.
Yes.
Those dogs are probably overheated as well. So what do you do then? So you try to get the dog as soon as possible into a cooler place. Don't throw the dog into a bathtub with running cold water. That is not a good idea. Lukewarm water over the dog to cool the dog off? Mm. Sure, that can be a good idea. A wading pool, like a kid's wading pool?
Yeah.
If you happen to have one of those, that's a good idea as well. But no, not cold water. That can actually put your dog into shock.
Do you think most dogs like to be immersed in water or go in pools and, you know?
Yes and no. It depends on in part, it depends on the breed and the individual dog. So certain dogs were bred to love water, and they do.
Right.
Portuguese water dogs, for example. Irish water spaniels, another. I mean, those dogs, poodles, are actually water dogs.
Poodles like puddles? Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's no question about that. However, other dogs, not so much. And that's another issue, by the way.
What's that?
I'm glad you brought that up. Do you have a swimming pool?
I do not.
You could get one. And when you get one, be sure you put, for your dog, to protect your dog from falling into the pool, a fence around the pool.
Oh, yes, my gosh.
Yeah, absolutely. But people don't think of that. So even a Labrador or Newfoundland, dogs that seemingly can swim forever, cannot swim forever. That's a difficult thing to do, right? And if they can't get out of the pool, so make sure they understand how to easily get out of the pool. But a French bulldog, the aforementioned French bulldog, or a pug, they are like boulders. You throw them in the pool, or they fall into the pool, and they sink to the bottom of the pool. So that's where you need the fence if you have one of those dogs.
I remember the last time we talked about this, you made a very good point about the temperature of the pavement.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which I don't think a lot of people think about, quite frankly, because it doesn't affect us. We've got shoes on, right?
Probably.
Yeah, more than likely.
Yeah.
But the dog does not.
Absolutely right. So put your hand, your palm down, on pavement. And I don't know how you say this, and I don't want to get into trouble.
What?
Asphalt?
You can say asphalt for crying out loud. Asphalt. My gosh.
You said it. Okay.
What the?
He said it, not me. So, what is the proper pronunciation of that?
Asphalt.
Is it?
Yes.
It's not asphalt?
Oh, gosh. Now you got me going. I don't know. Is it asphalt? I don't. How is it spelled?
There's only one person who knows the answer to this.
Who would that be?
Jack.
I think it's asphalt.
Yeah. You're going to cause...
Now he said it.
Yeah. You know.
Now we're all in trouble.
No. We can all... Joint meeting. Three.
So on that stuff that I call the...
I know asphalt is really...
You said it again!
It's really hot.
It does get
and
really, really
porous.
Hot.
And it's porous.
Yeah.
And it starts... Could bubble if it got that bad.
Yeah. And then the paws actually begin to bubble, or they form welts. And that's burning, essentially, your dog's paws. So if you're concerned about it, you can do one of a couple things. And I'll tell you a story about that in a second. You can put your hand, palm down, on the...
road.
Okay. I can say that.
Street.
And see if it's... If you could do that for 30 seconds, you're probably fine. Because the dog is not stationary in general. The dog is moving.
Right.
So we have a 17-year-old, we think she is, more or less dog, a Chihuahua Terrier mix. And we take her out in a buggy. No matter what the weather is, she's just not walking now. Now you're rolling your eyes
at
me.
No, just a beautiful image in my mind.
We'll have to talk about this. But this woman comes up to my wife, and we're just walking the dog in her buggy. So she's in her buggy walking. Mm-hmm. And she thanks my wife profusely because the pavement, she said, is too hot for
yes,
a little dog.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So you have a story, but wait.
That's the story.
That was the story.
That was it.
I thought you were going to be a tease and we could come back and, well, he'll have something.
I'll have something, I promise.
We'll be back on 720 WGN. Oh, yes, the heat is on 720 WGN.
It certainly is.
It is. 849, Steve Dale is here, and we're talking about the heat.
But before we talk about that,
okay,
I do want to say one thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am, you thank me for coming in.
Yes.
In part, it's because it's John Landecker. In part, because WGN will ask me to do anything, I will do it. And that's been the case. I never have taken for granted that I'm here at this particular radio station, being really serious about it. But when John Landecker says or will ask, mm-hmm. can you do this? It's John Landecker. And, you know, you don't take... You're scoffing at me.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you kind of are.
I'm not scoffing.
You don't take compliments all that great. I agree with your wife that you don't. And you are just simply one of the best ever at this. And I am happy to be here. And I don't take that for granted either.
Well,
now we can talk about pets.
You know, and thank you very much.
It's true.
It's humbling, and I appreciate it.
No,
but
it is
you know
so true.
What? I've known you.
You have.
Before you got really into this, when you were an intern.
Yeah.
Okay? And you have carved out your niche. I'm telling you, you're an expert on pet stuff.
I know.
You weren't then. Back
no,
then you weren't.
I was in college.
No,
probably.
You didn't. You were just an intern.
At W something. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And you've got this whole burgeoning...
Are you going to the big reunion?
Don't talk about that.
I can't? Okay.
No.
I won't.
Oh, my God.
I'm not.
Don't talk about it. For crying. It says specifically.
Okay. I didn't get a note saying it.
Well, anything. Read your emails.
I do read my email.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's leave that alone. Where were
no,
we?
Where,
oh, no, you're carving out an entire...
Well, thank you for that. But I was...
Industry,
I was
job.
I was really... This isn't about me. That what I meant to say and tried to say was about you. So let's talk about hot cars, and they do get hot.
We're talking about cars whose temperatures are hot, not necessarily cars that are hot rods or
something
like that.
So would you, in this weather, even consider... Your wife runs into the store,
mm-hmm.
you're in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Would you consider staying in the car if the car doesn't have its engine running, if it's 90 degrees and the air conditioning on? Are you sitting in that car?
If the air conditioning's on?
No, if it's not.
Oh, it's not on?
No.
I would not sit in that car.
Of course not.
No.
And I talked earlier about how dogs more easily... can suffer from heat stroke than people, including children.
Really?
So people, for some reason that I can not even come close to explaining, because no one wants to run an errand and say, I'm going to bring my dog with me and I hope my dog dies in a hot car. But that happens more frequently than you would think.
Yeah,
actually.
This article that you wrote, the headline is, Why Are More Dogs Dying in Hot Cars?
Yeah.
Like more.
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 Over the past several years. So the numbers went down during the pandemic, I suspect.
Well, yeah.
Because no one was going anywhere, right?
Right. Yeah.
But now they have gone higher than what they were pre-pandemic. So to date, 80 dogs, according to People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, have succumbed in a hot car. That number is way low. Those are official reports. But it happens when it's not necessarily reported to an authority. So we don't know how often it is not reported. Why does it happen more often? We don't know. And we have now laws. We didn't back in the day. We now have laws where people can get in trouble. And or you have the right in some states
to
break into that car.
Yeah, I find this very interesting in your article here. Recently, 14 states have enacted laws that allowed anyone to rescue a distressed animal. That is, you see it, there's no one there, you can break into the car and get the animal out,
mm-hmm.
and you're not in trouble.
Yes,
yeah.
In those states.
In those
in
states,
other
yeah.
states,
And that is not Illinois.
You're right. In Arizona, California, Colorado, Connecticut, Florida, Indiana.
Indiana, yeah.
Kansas, Louisiana, Massachusetts, Ohio, Oregon, Tennessee, Vermont, and Wisconsin. Mm. You can at least have some control to relieve that distressed animal in the car.
You know, on the other hand, there's got to be some sort of penalty to the person who left the car. Who left the dog or cat in the car. Who left the pet in the car.
Right. In many states and in many municipalities, but not everywhere.
Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
You would think that by now this would be a no-brainer, for lack of a better term. I mean,
I know. I don't understand.
You don't leave an animal in a really hot car, even if you crack the window.
It doesn't relieve. Right. You know, so if the car is 80 degrees outdoors, that car in 15 minutes is going to heat up to over 100 degrees.
Yeah,
and at that point, any dog is susceptible to heat stroke. Older dog, more susceptible. A brachiocephalic dog, like I talked about earlier, the dogs with the pushed-in noses, they are more susceptible. So it can happen even quicker. You run into the store to get whatever you need to get, but you've been gone only 15 minutes, and it's only, 82, 85 degrees.
Yeah.
And even then, with that window open a crack, like you said, you may come back to a dog that's no longer alive, or a dog you need to rush to the emergency room.
Well, let's talk about that for a second. What are the steps to take if you do indeed come upon an animal that is in distress? You said you take it to an emergency room.
Your own animal?
Well, that's a good question.
So if it is, depending on where you live, you may have a legal right. No one is around, you don't know whose car it is, you can't find the person whose car it is, then depending on the state and the municipality, there are steps you may need to take, like calling 911, like calling first responders.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be the safe way to do it, rather than cracking open the window yourself, you know, breaking into the car yourself.
Right.
Because then you might be liable. In some places, you're not liable.
Right.
It just depends on where you happen to be. And how that dog is suffering, what you perceive you see. You know, I perhaps would break in, but I'd probably want to call 911 first.
Yeah, I think that would be the correct procedure.
Yeah.
To inform them that you're going to take an action.
If they don't come in
right,
2 minutes.
And you guys got to, whoever you are answering the phone at 911. And you can call 911 for pet distress.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if people realize that.
Yeah, but however, in some places, they might not do anything about it. Again, in those states I rattled off, they will do something about it, or at least according to the law, they should do something about it. By the way, it's prosecutable in many places. Now, whether they actually prosecute or not is another story, but it is animal abuse to do this, and it is a misdemeanor.
We'll be back on the other side of the top of the hour, but right now it's time to get into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on 720 WGN.
Labor unions are the backbone of our country. Unions protect members and help them lead healthier lives. That's why United Healthcare provides active and retired labor union members access to quality healthcare benefits. As a trusted resource, the dedicated team will help Taft, Hartley, and multi-employer funds find the right combination of health benefits. Visit uhc.com/unions for more information. Quality healthcare coverage for labor unions. Insurance coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company of Illinois or their affiliates. Administrative services provided by United Healthcare Services, Inc. or their affiliates.
Is your basement just storing boxes? Forever Remodeling turns underused space into living space. A movie or game room, home gym, office, guest, or in-law suite. Gain room to grow. Relax and boost your home's value. Stress-free remodeling backed by a solid warranty. Call Forever Remodeling, 847-809-3355, 847-809-3355, or foreverremodeling.com. Remodel it once. Love it forever.
Business owners, you love the spring in Chicago, but you hate the paint, so do what business owner Al did. He called Rhino Shield.
The building itself is made out of concrete block. We've had it painted once before, and I heard the ads for Rhino Shield, and that piqued my interest.
Rhino Shield's not paint, it's a ceramic coating, which is better.
So the Rhino Shield crew that came out was really good. Next to our building, we have some automotive repair shop. There was no paint, no overspray anywhere that I could see, even on the concrete.
Business or residential, Rhino Shield comes with a 25-year warranty and is formulated specifically for our unique climate here in Chicago. And right now, you can have Rhino Shield for 15% off the regular price.
You don't think of paint as an investment, but when you don't have to worry about